Previously on 24.
Tell me about Ron Whelan.
He's going to go public with a rumor.
About the bomb?
We're holding him at the OC. When the crisis passes, I'll let him go.
Sir, you better come out here.
What I find most troubling about this story is that our president knows about this threat and isn't saying anything to the public.
Who is controlling that room?
Armas.
I want to see him now.
Kim, I'm scared!
Where are you taking her? She can't go back to L.A.
I checked you out. Your father does work for CTU. Now, you tell me, what did he tell you was going to happen today in L.A.?
It's a nuclear bomb. What about my father? What's his connection to all this?
He wrote a check to Syed Ali for $475,000 in return for consulting services.
Maybe they were doing business.
Syed Ali's only business is bankrolling terrorists.
I'm a consultant for the CIA.
Let's go!
Kambala.
Nina, how big is the bomb?
Nina, what did he tell you?
Everything.
No! Releasing him!
Jack!
Secure her!
I know where the bomb is!
The following takes place between 4 p.m. and 5 p.m.
Judy, I was illegally detained inside the president's retreat for the last 6 hours. That pretty much tells you the degree to which the president did not want this information to come out.
No, Karen, no, that does me no good. Ron Whelan has a source inside of this administration, and I need to know who. Fine. Then you get back with me with that. Okay. No, I need the information. Good.
What's going on?
You tell me.
What does that mean?
Ron Whelan's been contained for 6 hours. 10 minutes after you met with him, someone let him out.
And you think it was me? Even if I had the resources, which I don't, why in God's name would I want to see Ron Whelan cause a panic, especially today?
I don't know.
David, I had nothing to do with this. I swear on the lives of our children.
Mr. President,
wait here. You find Armas yet? I want to know how Whelan got past it.
Take a look.
What's this?
A digital playback from the surveillance feeds at OC.
That's Armas.
This happened 25 minutes ago.
Armas let him out?
Yeah.
Where is he now?
We haven't found him yet, Mr. President. If Armas is working covertly against
you... It's not covert now. It's in my face.
We will find him, sir.
But we better. Because whomever he's working for is trying to keep me from finding this bomb.
What's happening there?
We're going down. The pilots don't know what's going on. It felt like some kind of an explosion. But we're losing all kinds of power up here. They think they can make a safe crash landing on a soft riverbed located in Sector J. The coordinates are 34, 30, 44 north, 119. 09er, 05 west. Did you get that?
Yeah, we got it.
Nina, there's a chance we're not going to make it through this. We need to know the location of the bomb now. Nina, we've given you everything you've asked for. Please.
Jack, can she hear me?
Hold on, I'll put you on speaker.
Nina, the deal you asked for is in place. You got your part for the president. What more do you want?
Even if I survive this, Jack's gonna kill me anyway.
That's what Phillips is there for, to protect you.
He can't protect me from Jack.
Nina. All I want is the location of the bomb.
I give you my word. I will not harm you in any way.
I don't believe you.
Where is the bomb?
Rick! Holster your weapon!
At least do one last good thing with your life.
Phillips, what the
hell's going on?
Phillips! That's an order! Take your seat!
I don't think we're going to make it to the riverbed. Everyone assume crash position and get ready for impact.
George, we're going down now.
We're not going to make it to the riverbed. The coordinates I gave you, they're going to be off.
Get the crash site coordinates from ATC and send them to search and rescue.
ATC, this is CTU. I need the exact coordinates.
Okay, I'll prepare a statement in the next hour. In the meantime, let's find Armas.
Yes, sir.
Sherry, I owe you an apology.
Why? What did Mike say to you?
Richard Armas was the one who let Whelan go.
But Armas doesn't have his own agenda. He must be working for someone else.
We're looking into it now. I'm sorry I jumped to the wrong conclusion.
It's all right. I don't expect you to change your attitude towards me overnight. Apology accepted. David?
What are you gonna do?
Talk to the press. I'm not sure how. I may have to go after Ron's credibility.
Ron's credibility?
Yes. Make it look like his report was motivated by personal dislike, that it's not based in fact.
Yes, but it is based in fact.
Believe me, I wish there was another way.
Maybe there is. Why don't you just tell the truth, David? It's what you do best. I mean, you pulled it off with Keith, with our divorce. You've earned the public's trust. Just use it. What?
Just wondering if you've really changed. Or if you've just gotten better at pretending.
Sir.
Yes, what is it?
We just got word from CTU Los Angeles. The plane Jack Bauer was returning in just went down.
It crashed?
We're still waiting for details.
Oh, God.
You gotta hang in there. You hang in there, Rick. Their search and rescue is going to be here any minute. Just hang in there. I'll be right back.
These images were taken around the time the pilot reported the explosion.
God, they were shot down?
Yeah, by some kind of ground-to-air missile.
I'm going to compile a list of anybody that might have had access to their flight plan.
Okay.
I think it's safe to assume that whoever it was doesn't want us to find the nuke, and that if Nina didn't die in the crash, they're probably going to want to finish the job.
All right, search and rescue scrambling now.
Make sure they're well-armed. And get me their ETA as soon as you have it.
Hey, George. Richards told me that you had Warner and Nair transferred to room 7.
That's right.
Well, I had them separated for a reason.
Yeah, because I told you to, and it's not working. So let's put them together and play them off each other, right?
I don't get you, George. You know, one minute you're running away trying to save your own ass. The next minute you're back here trying to act as if you actually give a damn about anybody
hey,
but yourself.
Back off.
No, I'm not going to back off, George. Not today. Now, what's going on?
Remember the warehouse in Panorama City? Weapons-grade plutonium, airborne and firefight.
You were exposed?
Yeah. Said I'd be lucky if I make it through tomorrow.
I don't know what to say, George. I'm sorry.
Me too.
Does anybody else know about this?
Just Jack. You. Can we keep it that way?
Do you need anything? Is there something I can do?
Just do your job. Let me do mine. So you're both claiming not to know Syed Ali, is that it?
It's not a claim, that's the truth.
Sit down.
I'd rather stand.
Sit down! Where the hell do you think you are? Wake up! 6 hours ago, a cache of weapons-grade plutonium was found in a warehouse in Panorama City. We believe a nuclear bomb was assembled there, and it's set to be detonated at some point today.
Nuclear bomb?
We also found this in the warehouse.
What do you make of that, guys?
This is a bill of lading from our company.
For a container sent to Syed Ali, which means at least one of you is lying right now. Now let you two work that out between yourselves. Whoever talks first gets immunity. It's a one-time offer. It expires in 10 minutes.
Don't worry, they're gonna come for us soon.
What's taking them so long?
I don't know, but they'll be here.
We're leaving in just a second.
Where are we going?
Central booking.
LAPD? It's downtown.
Yeah, I know where it is.
Oh, man. What'd I tell you?
Wait, someone from CTU is supposed to come pick us up. Can you call George Mason?
The captain said it's out of their jurisdiction. You overruled it. Look, you're both suspects in a capital crime, okay?
Look, we told you why we can't go back to L.A.
Yeah, I know, the bomb.
Yes.
Well, I checked it. There hasn't been a single departmental alert or elevated threat status.
They do not want the entire city to panic at the same time.
Do you think we're making this up? Call CTU. They'll tell you what's going on.
I'm a cop. I have my orders, okay? I'm gonna sign you two out before I take you back to the city.
I don't believe this. We can't go back to L.A.
As soon as my dad finds out, he'll fix things.
I don't think we should be counting on your father. No offense, but you were right when you said how messed up he is.
Everything I've said about my father is because I was angry, and I blamed him for what happened to my mom.
Maybe you were right.
No. No, listen, it wasn't his fault, and he did the best he could. It just all turned out wrong.
Crazy. How can they keep us here without letting us see a lawyer? Huh? What are we gonna do?
Nothing. Because nothing we say will make any difference. They'll find a way to make it look like we're involved.
The nuclear bomb? I haven't done anything wrong! This is crazy! What about you, Bob?
What about me?
You got anything to hide?
Of course not.
No?
No.
Well, you're the one who made the authorization to Ali.
No, I didn't.
No? Then who did?
Don't interrogate me, Reza. That's exactly what they want.
Yeah. Well, I'm not asking for them.
If you didn't make the authorization, Bob...
Now you're level or even.
I don't know.
More specking all over the place.
They also said that you work for the CIA.
I let the CIA
pass information through our distribution network a couple of times. That's it.
Why didn't you tell me?
Because it is none of your concern.
Yeah, well, I think it concerns me now. I think a nuclear bomb pretty much concerns everyone, don't you? You know what I'm thinking, Bob?
I'm thinking that all your generosity and acceptance is just a load of crap.
Grayson, you better sit down and shut up before you say something you will regret for the rest of your life.
You lied to me.
I can track the shipping order. Bob's code signature will show that he authorized
the transaction order. Don't get out of me!
No, just stop it!
The database is at the office. I'll take you there.
Step outside.
I'm not taking a fall for you, Bob.
Come on.
Search and rescue's been a laugh. We need their flare gun.
Hey, where's George?
He's not here. He broke.
Look, he wanted an ETA on the search and rescue. Could you tell him they're about 12 minutes away from the crash site?
Okay.
Tony.
Yeah.
What's going on with George?
As far as what?
He's sick, isn't he? He's got some kind of radiation poisoning, doesn't he?
Where'd you get that?
Hazmat's all over the warehouse he raided this morning, so it's gotta be hot, right? I was just working with him and his nose started bleeding. That's after Shipler told me he was throwing up in the bathroom, and it doesn't take a doctor to figure it out. Besides, I can read your face pretty well by now.
Look, he doesn't want anybody else to know, okay?
How bad?
Pretty bad.
Can he run things in his condition?
Yeah, I think so.
No, that's not good enough. I mean, I feel bad for him, but if he's compromised mentally or physically, we can't.
He can do his job, Michelle. He wants to do his job like I've never seen before. He's determined to stop this bomb.
Yeah, well, so am I, which is why I think he should step down.
Now, look, I'll keep an eye on him. And the second he misses a step, I'll make sure he backs off.
No, you have enough to do without having to babysit him.
I'm not babysitting him, Michelle. You gotta trust me on this.
Thank you. I see that information as soon as you get
Lynn.
It.
Right? Lynn, I made some notes on David's speech. I thought maybe you might want to incorporate them.
How did you get that? I haven't even shown it to the president yet.
Jenny showed me a draft.
Well, she shouldn't have.
She's known me for a long time, Lynn. She knows what I have to offer.
Mrs. Palmer, the president believes that you can be an asset to him during this time of crisis. That is why you are here. He did not, however, give you license to insinuate yourself into every situation.
Wait, hold. Put your back down, Lynn. I am not here to trespass on your territory. I am here to help. That's why I'm coming to you first before I go directly to David.
Mrs. Palmer, that sounds like a threat to me.
Unless David's speech is pitch perfect, which right now it is not, Ron Whelan's allegations just might bring down this presidency.
I don't need you to tell me how important this speech is.
Then you owe it to David to look at my revisions.
Are they coming here for you?
I don't know.
Don't even think about it. Keep going. Go, go. You screw with me now, we both die. Do you understand that?
Jack, we need to get to higher ground so I can spot for you.
Take the ammunition. Go. Go!
Some water, Kate. Maybe some tea.
How do you know my name?
I know more than that. I know you are 29 years old, unmarried. I know you have an economics degree from Stanford.
Who are you?
My name is Saeed Ali. You know who I am?
I've heard your name mentioned.
What else have you heard about me?
Nothing.
Kate, what have you found in your father's files? You were looking in places you do not belong. You must have seen some things.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Really?
I don't know what you're talking about. You got the wrong guy.
Oh, Paul? Oh, my God. What are you doing?
You keep telling us your father works for the CIA. This is not new information, Kate. We know your father. We need to know what you saw in his files and who you told.
We didn't tell anybody anything because we didn't see anything. How many times do we have to tell you?
I'm telling you the truth. Please, don't do this.
Listen to me. Nothing can get in the way of the sacred day. Tell us what you saw and who you told.
We didn't see anything. I swear. The files deleted themselves before we could...
Don't lie to me, Kate!
She's not lying! They were self-deleting files! We don't know anything! What are you...
I'm set. Where are they?
11 o'clock, 90 meters moving left. Now!
Megan. Megan.
Come here. Kim.
Are you all right?
Kim. I'm scared. I know. It's scary, but you're doing so good.
Oh, Megan, let's go.
Wait, where are you taking her? Where is she going? Do you know where you're going, baby?
Aunt Emily. She's my mom's sister.
Do you know where she lives?
Santa Barbara.
Santa Barbara. Santa Barbara, that's so good.
Why can't you come with me?
No. Girl, I will soon, okay?
I don't want to go.
Okay. Let's go. Your aunt's waiting.
Go on, okay? You can call him. Okay. Go on. Go on. Don't cry. No, no. Shh. It's okay. I'm gonna see you soon, okay? Santa Barbara, that's like, what, like 50 miles outside of LA?
It's more like 100.
Oh, God.
Mr. Mason, Tony.
Yeah.
All right, Jack's alive. 7 hostiles were killed in the operation. There's a complication.
What?
Nina Myers took Jack hostage. She's demanding to speak to the president.
If Richard Zemeckis take him to Bob Warner's office.
Let me talk to her.
She'll be here when you get back.
We were supposed to get married in an hour. Just let me explain everything to her.
All right, you have 1 minute. Watch him. I'm going to make a phone call.
Are you all right?
I'm fine.
What did they do to you?
Just ask me a few questions. Everything's fine.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Larry's on his way over with a criminal lawyer. Alex Holtzman, he's supposed to be one of the top guys in the city.
I'm not going to need a lawyer. But your father might.
I don't understand. Reza, what's going on?
It's your father, Marie. They think that he might have something to do with Saeed Ali.
My father?
Yeah, he tried to use me.
Used you how?
To do business with Ali, who they say is part of this terrorist group.
My father, part of a terrorist group.
They have proof. Sweetheart, they have this transaction that's connecting one of us to Ali. And I know I didn't write it. I'm sorry to put you in this impossible situation. I love you. And I want to be with you. But right now, something really bad might happen if I don't help them.
After everything he's done for you, to turn on my father?
He turned on me. He turned on us. What else was I supposed to do? Marie.
Let's go.
Marie.
Line ready.
That's Nina Myers.
Mike, you should talk to her first.
I don't want to give her access to me until she gives us something in return.
Miss Myers, it's Mike Novick. I'm the president's chief of staff.
I asked to speak with the president.
He's not available.
Do you want to stop this nuclear bomb or not?
Of course we do.
Then put the president on.
I'm authorized to negotiate on his behalf.
What I want is non-negotiable.
What do you want?
I'll tell you where the bomb is in exchange for immunity.
The president's already granted you a total pardon.
Except this is a crime I haven't committed yet.
What crime?
The murder of Jack Bauer. Add that to my pardon, and I'll tell you where the bomb is.
And if we don't comply?
We don't have a choice.
Is that you, Mr. Bauer?
Yes. Please tell the president that I do not believe he has any other choice but to accept her deal.
Is CTU on a secured mine?
Yes, sir. It's George Mason. We're on a designated channel. I also have Michelle Dessler and Tony Almeida.
Do you have any alternative to what she's asking? Any weaknesses that we might be able to exploit?
None.
She's a survivor, sir. She knows Bauer, and she knows if she doesn't kill him now, he'll hunt her down and find her later.
So in your assessment, Nina Myers is our best chance to stop this bomb?
Sir, she may be our only chance.
Jack Bauer there?
Yes, Mr. President, I'm here too.
Miss Myers, if the information you provide culminates in the successful interception of the nuclear device, you will get everything you asked for. You will be pardoned in advance for the murder of Jack Bauer.
I can live with that.
Start talking, Nina.
The bomb will be detonated by a man named Syed Ali.
We know about Ali. We need to know where he is.
He's at a house in Chatsworth. On Starling Court, 18 Starling Court.
Contact the local law enforcement, have them set up a perimeter. Coordinate among the relevant agencies.
Myers, you're not to take any action until we put our hands on this bomb.
Agreed.
Jack?
Yes, sir.
Is there anything you want me to do?
Please make sure that my daughter is safe, sir. Tell her that I love her.
I'll do that.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Jack?
Mr. President. Please, you don't need to say anything, sir. There was only one right choice to make, and you made it.
I'm sorry, Jack.
He's right, Mr. President. It's the only way we're going to find this nuclear device before it's too late.
Sir. Press corps is waiting.
Some changes.
Yes, sir.
It's better.
Thank you, sir.
She would have known anything, she would have told us. Kill her.
Won't take him long to find Ali. This isn't how you thought it would end, is it, Jack?
This isn't over yet.